Well, amen. Thankful for the good day he's given us so far. There's no place I'd rather be than with the people of God. And I enjoy, love my physical family, but the best thing is to be with God's people. That's my eternal family. And I agree with Sister Sherry. There's been a lot of days it's not the easiest thing to, you know, drag this bag of bones to church. But I've never regretted, never once regretted, when we come with a heart humble, ready to seek God. He always rewards us. He blesses us. And I know that he will do that today. And again, this afternoon, I will not be very long in preaching. I got an applause a while ago when I said I wasn't going to give a speech. So, no. They told me a long time ago, you have to understand your audience. So I understand my audience, put away some food. I won't be so very long. I'm going to read in Hebrews chapter 10. Again, I want to look a little further at the subject of faith. Hebrews 10, begin at verse 32. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let's pray. Eternal Father, we bow before you today. We are so very thankful. Lord, our hearts are lifted up in gratitude unto thee. Because we know, Lord, we're not here enjoying these many blessings because of any goodness in us. We're enjoying this good day. We enjoy this great salvation and every blessing of life we enjoy solely because of your goodness and your mercy to us. I pray that you would bless your word. Lord, may our minds be alert for these moments to hear your word and your voice speaking to us. We ask for your anointing and help in Jesus' name. So you can remain standing till I'm done. No. I thought about that would keep you. See that? I got you a little bit awake. Okay. I got Brother Bubba alarmed. Just stand with me in spirit. This morning, of course, we preached about the subject faith to live by. And in that message, I mentioned that there is a type of faith that is what we could refer to, just generally speaking, as a rainy day faith. You know, when things are rough, you need faith in God. When storms come, you need faith in God. When things are bad, you need faith. But I want to say to you today, and this is the title of my message, true faith is not just a rainy day faith. It's a faith in all times. And those words are what I want you to think about for just a moment. A faith in all times. Paul is saying in this passage that we've read, he begins telling them to remember former days. And that helps us to do that from time to time. Remember the things that God has brought us from in days gone by. Remember we've had bad times when God has brought us through them. We've walked through valleys and come to a better place in life. There's a lot of good memories when we think about the life of faith the true life of faith. And Paul says, remembering this, your faith won't be shaken. You'll be able to keep your confidence in God strong, as it should be. You can be patient. I know that's it's a hard thing for many of us. To be patient even as you endure the seasons of adversity. You go through the rough times. Be patient. And I have found the only way I can be patient is when my confidence is in God. Not patient because it's easy, but by the help of the Holy Spirit, by faith, can be patient because I know that it's in God's hands. Amen. And whether this is a day, a week, or a month, we can trust Him and walk by faith. We're all aware that when we go through the storms of life, those times, and to use the words of the psalmist and scripture, the prophets, when the enemy comes in like a flood, when persecution rises, and you know, we have those times that are hard. Every child of God knows that we need a strong faith in God in those times. When we're walking through the valley, we need a strong faith. We know that, Paul's mentioning it here, that those days are not going to last forever, that what we're going through will come to an end. Amen? And I hope you remember that today by faith. I hope you remember that when you're going through the valley, that there's an end to the valley. You know that by faith, that if the storm has come, there's dark days in your life, remember that it's just come to pass. There's going to be better days. We know all of those things by faith. Weeping only lasts for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We know that by faith in God. And as we keep our confidence in God, we'll be able to hold fast in those dark days. And I realized as I was thinking about this that there is a lot that is being said about these kind of days in our current world and in our country, especially where things are changing so profoundly. A lot of preachers and spiritual leaders, and I have also said and warned you in the recent months and past few years that things are turning in such a way that the life of faith is not going to be easier in this world. The persecutions rising against people of faith and people that are going to stand by God, stand with God. And there's a lot of believers wondering, am I going to be able to hold on when things get even worse? When things, you know, when persecution becomes very real, is my faith going to be strong enough to stand and to keep serving God in those times? And I wanted to say to that concerned, if that is a question or something you've ever wondered, all faith that is genuine, now listen, what's genuine faith? I preached on it this morning. That's faith that's lived out. All faith that is genuine, a lived out faith, that faith, by the grace of God, is going to be able to endure whatever hard times come our way. Amen? I'm not going to stay on that side, but what I want to caution you about, and really the primary burden of my heart this afternoon, pertains to times in our lives that's even more dangerous than the dark times, times that are even worse than the stormy days. You say, Brother Chris, what's worse than that? Well, what's worse than when we're walking through the valley? What's worse than when the enemies come in like a flood? What's more dangerous than that? I'll tell you today what's more dangerous, and that is the days of ease and prosperity. This was very striking to me yesterday when I was seeking the Lord for direction and come across an illustration that so stood out to me, which I'll share with you. We, in our humanity, because what do we like? Ease, prosperity, comfort. We think that's what life should be about. And so we are not prepared for what happens to our soul and spiritually in those times. We think that the things to be avoided are those rough times. We want it to be easier. We like it when there's seemingly no pressure mounting against us and the battle's not raging. And because what happens in those times, you know, the enemy seems to have backed off and the world's not so much against us and things are going smooth. What happens is we don't have to trust in God as much we think. I didn't put a period before we think. We imagine because things are easy, I don't need to trust in God. I can handle life. And if anything, the years, just about 75 years since the Second World War ended, in this country, those years have been years of almost unmitigated prosperity. There has never been a society in our history so blessed and prosperous as America these past 75 years. And yet, it's not hard for us to look around today to see where we have fallen to spiritually, where we've fallen to morally, where our culture has sunk to know that with the prosperity has come tremendous dangers. Dangers to the life of faith. The example that I came across, and I'll share with you, this was a very ancient example, but one of the most startling examples in history. This was about 200 years BC, before Jesus. This was a time when, you remember the Roman Empire, that fourth and the mightiest of those empires that Daniel saw in vision. The Roman Empire was just running roughshod, so to speak. Every nation they encountered, they would conquer it. Every city they would come up against, they would overthrow it. No one stood in the way of the armies of Rome. They are legendary. And much could be said about that. And they had conquered almost all of what is now known as Italy. And in the midst of all of that going forth to conquer, there arose a famous military leader, a general, leading the armies of Carthage from what is now modern-day Spain. Now, the name has come to evoke terrible memories, thoughts today because of stupid movies that are made and books written. But the Carthage general's name was Hannibal. Now, forget about the movies, forget about the books. If you're a Christian, you ought never have watched those movies. Amen? If you don't know anything about them, they are absolutely from the pits of hell. Don't ever let them be watched in your home. But I'm not talking about that stupidity. I'm talking about the ancient general Hannibal. Hannibal with his armies invaded Italy, occupied by Rome, drove out, defeated the armies of Rome, took around 15 cities in Italy, done what seemed unthinkable. The underdog beats the giant. This was David against Goliath. Rome was Goliath. And then, as was common in those cultures, as the winter months came, the hostilities, they didn't do like we do today, fight year-round. When wintertime came, they, you know, let's stop, we'll get back at this next spring. That's really what they did. And the historians relate how that Hannibal and his armies, he settled in an Italian city called Capua, if I'm pronouncing it right. Capua was a city renowned for, now listen, its luxury and comfort. They settled in Capua. They took their ease. They relaxed. And by the time that spring rolled around and the armies re-engaged, the army of Hannibal that had defeated Rome was so sapped of their energy, so sapped of their morale, so softened by months of ease that you want to know the outcome now. They were soundly defeated and Hannibal and Carthage became under the dominion of Rome. Now that stood out to me for a couple reasons. When I read that, my mind went to Revelation chapter 3, the church at Laodicea. Amen. They had it all easy, comfortable, rich, and increased with goods. And they did not know what their prosperity was doing to them. Amen. You see, it's not hard to convince you. I don't have to convince you. You already knew when you came in. When times are tough, you need strong faith. You know, I could talk about it, but you just keep saying amen because you know it. You've been there. You've walked through the valleys. You've went through times of sorrow and heartache. You've had times of, you know, suffering. We've all been there. We know. Nobody's going to convince us I could do it on my own. I need faith in God. That's not our most dangerous time. The most dangerous time of all, and the time when it's most difficult to live faith out, are these times like we have been living in. Times when the adversary has not come in so strong. Times when life is nice and comfortable, and though you say, we face things, Brother Chris. Oh, I know we all do. But I just, if you think that life has been tough the last few years, just pick up the Fox's Book of Martyrs. You'll never again think your life's tough. And I know it's a hard book to read. It's hard to stomach listening or reading those descriptions of such cruelty and violence against the people of God, but our life as believers in this country has been so easy. And it has brought faith to such a shallow thing. And, you know, we've sunk, we've fallen, our country, you know, everything that's important, spirituals, morals, and in every way we have fallen as a society. I thought again of many times recently, I've thought of this since I think CJ introduced it here, and I found out who wrote it in one of his messages, but was an author. I don't know the man, anything about him personally, but I know the words he wrote are true. Michael Hopf, he said in one of his books that hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times. And it has been a cycle throughout human history. If you don't know today, we are in that third line. Good times have created a weak people in our nation. Now, I'm not pointing fingers here, but as a nation, as the visible church, the professing church, good times have created a weak people. And sadly, we are going to enter in to time where those same weak people are going to create hard times, harder times. Now, it's nothing that I wish or desire, but for anyone to think that those words are not true, they're not a student of human history. And in a brief way, we even encounter them in our own individual lives. We may be approaching the downward side of that. Matter of fact, I think we're in it. But I want to remind you this morning, to go along with the message today, this morning on faith, that in all times, we need to be a people of strong faith in God. We don't need to wait until, as some are predicting, the bottom falls out. The bottom may fall out, I don't know. You know, it could be any time when, you know, you pull in and the doors are locked to the church, chained by authorities. I hope that those days never come, but all you got to do is read about what's happening in Canada, where police are going and dragging a pastor out of jail to be locked up, out of the church, excuse me, to be locked in jail. Not for hurting someone, but for opening the doors and preaching the gospel. And in other countries where much, much worse, children of God are being brutally murdered and on around the world. We need to know today that if we're going to have that faith to live by, and I believe that's your desire, it's going to have to be a faith that stands in the bad times, but in the good. It's going to have to be a faith that holds on through the darkest days, but to get ready for them, we're going to have to hold on even when things are not so bad. And so I want to encourage you today, and I'm going to leave this with you. True faith is a faith that is lived out at all times. Amen. Times when you feel like it and when you don't. Part of what Sister Sherry testified, and others of you didn't testify, but you felt it this morning. I know some of you, you know, working like that and just life. We need to have a faith that keeps hold of God, that is strong in all times. Amen. So I'm going to leave this with you today. I know that, you know, after eating like that, our attention's limited, and that's on both sides. Energy's limited. But let's keep this in our hearts and in our minds. Let's let God write it in our hearts. That no matter how I'm feeling, no matter what's going on in my life, easy or hard, you know, comfortable or difficult, I need to hold on to faith. I need to walk by faith every day. Faith is for all times. Amen. Stand with us and we'll have a dismissal prayer. Please keep in mind the memorial service next Saturday for Diane Allison. It'll be at 11 o'clock in the morning. There's a list.